strangled him and threw him in the debtor's prison. And summoning him, his Lord said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you asked. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you?" This is outrageous behavior. Within the family of God, among the children of God, within the body of Christ, lack of forgiveness toward any other believer who has sinned against us in any way is an outrage, because we are the ones who have accepted the full forgiveness of God. Will we not give our own meager acceptance? If God, who is most holy, is so offended by every sin and will forgive, we who are least holy should be eager to forgive. And there's a penalty for not forgiving. Verse 34, his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the tormentors till he should repay all that was owed him. So then my heavenly Father shall do to you if each of you doesn't forgive his brother from your heart. You're going to be in trouble with God if you don't forgive. He's going to hand you over to some kind of spiritual discipline and extract out of you everything he can get by way of that discipline if you don't forgive. You forgive for all the noble reasons that you're never more God-like than when you forgive. You're never more noble as a human than when you pass by a transgression. You forgive because it frees your heart from bitterness, vengeance, revenge, retaliation. You forgive because God has forgiven you in Christ, and you forgive because if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven, but rather God will turn you over to the tormentors. You know, I don't like to be on people's bad side. Do you? I don't want to be on my wife's bad side, my kid's bad side, anybody I know. I want to be on their good side. But there's somebody I want to be on the good side of more than anybody else, and that's God. I don't want God calling out the tormentors and coming after me. I want to live on the good side. I want to be on the side of blessing. I want to be on the side of joy. I want to be on the side of comfort and encouragement. And so I want to be eager to forgive. Simon Wiesenthal didn't have it right, but then he didn't know Christ, and he hadn't experienced the forgiveness of God in Christ. We have. There's no